Welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host and part of eMoney Advisor. Today we're back with another advisor chat where you can hear me catch up with an advisor who uses eMoney daily in her financial planning practice. My conversation today is with Ann Covington, founder of Covington Alsina in Annapolis, Maryland. Ann spends a lot of time helping women manage their money and achieve their financial goals, and she uses eMoney to help them do exactly that. We're talking about advanced planning, the Decision Center, and the Client Portal today. I'm excited for you to hear just how Ann is using eMoney to strengthen the advisor-client relationship. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Ann. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information, and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hi, Ann. Thanks so much for joining the podcast today. Can you start by telling our listeners who you are and what you focus on as an advisor?
Sure. I'm Ann Covington. I'm the founder of Covington Alsina. We're an RIA based in Annapolis and serving clients around the country. We focus primarily on financial planning with a specialty in serving strong, successful women. But regardless of who we're working with, everything we do revolves around a client's financial plan.
Awesome. That's great. It's great to hear, and it's great to kind of give our listeners a little bit of an idea of who you are. Obviously, I have you here today because you use eMoney in your practice. What areas of the application are you using eMoney the most?
We use eMoney, obviously, for full financial planning, very comprehensive, allows us to be holistic in our work. But the two places we go the most are Decision Center and Advanced Planning, because for two parts. One is that while we're going to cover everything in a client's financial plan, what they really care about is, can I meet these goals? Can I send my kids to school? Can I buy the beach house? Can I retire at some point? And Advanced Planning lets us build out all those aspirational goals. But then the Decision Center is when we can see the impact of doing all of those things. And even clients that would, so that's starting their initial plan, but even clients that we've been working with for years will still do the same thing, right? Maybe they're looking at buying that second house or buying the boat, or, oh my gosh, college is actually here and here's the bill. Then we can still build that out further for an existing client. And we use all of that exclusively when we're doing reviews. Right? Because when a client comes in, it's not so much what kind of a return did you get for me? It's, am I still on track or can I retire? Because they don't always know, is 20% a great rate of return? Is that a terrible rate of return? And it depends on how you're invested and what the market's done. But if they know, oh, our plan is still successful, that's what matters.
Yeah, I think it's really cool to hear how you're using it, not just for those new clients, but also as an opportunity to revisit throughout the planning process. And I'm sure, you know, every client is at a different part of their financial life with you, whether that be they're just starting out or whether that be they've been a client for years. So I'm sure that that varies from person to person or client to client. How do you find yourself using the Decision Center and Advanced Planning together?
We start in Advanced Planning for most people because we're going to build out toggles for different options. If I retire in this year, what kind of living expenses, what kind of spending money can I expect? What does my budget look like? If I buy the beach house, how does that impact things? Maybe it's a beach house at a certain level or a beach house at a lower price. Maybe then we price in just renting a beach house for a month each year. So we can build out different options for clients, because then when we go back to Decision Center and we toggle between those things we've built in Advanced Planning, they can see the impact of these decisions. They can see what happens to them if we buy this, if we don't buy that. But beyond the aspirational goals, right, those are our wealthier clients, the people who are in a better position. For some people, it's a matter of showing them, hey, if you can increase your savings, if we bump up your 401k, if we start funding a Roth, here's what life will look like in retirement. So they can see, for younger people especially, they can see the impact of these decisions now to invest more, to save more, potentially to spend less. We've been able to show people, again, building out the toggles. Here's where you are in your base plan. If we do this, we add a Roth conversion. Here's what life looks like overall tax-wise. But then at the end of the day, when we're not subject to IRMA for Medicare or other things, or if we add in qualified charitable distributions, they can see the impact of those things long-term. So we like to build out the options in advanced planning and then use Decision Center to show them the impact on their plan's success rates, their Monte Carlo, what cash flow will look like, what taxes will look like, so that they can make an informed decision.
Seeing that impact has to be so powerful for the client, because most, you know, clients, most people as human beings, we want choices, we want options. And to be able to see how our choices affect, you know, maybe other things, other goals that we have in our life, is very valuable. So it's really cool to see how you're using both of those features within the application to show clients the power that they have in their choices and the control that they have for their financial life. What features, I know you mentioned using toggles, what features within the Decision Center have you found to be the most helpful in the planning process for clients?
The two pages I use the most are cash flow. So I'll start with the main Decision Center page, and I'll explain kind of how the software is working to get us these graphs. You know, we start with each bar is a year in your life. The height of it is your liquid net worth. So liquid assets doesn't include your house, for example. And I explain, you know, that eMoney's running a 1040 in the background, that it's looking at money coming in, money going out, what's being saved. And it uses long-term averages for returns. And then I explain why that might be an issue, right? If we have a down market right after they retire, and we go into the cash flow center. And the cash flow page is huge because it's got that Monte Carlo, but then they can also begin to visualize whether their spending lies, how much they're saving, but also where retirement income is going to come from. So much from Social Security, so much possibly from a pension, so much from distributions. Then, especially if we've built in Roth conversions, we switch to that new tax page and show among the brackets. You can see where we're filling in these brackets. You can look and see what the overall tax savings over your lifetime is going to be. And seeing those numbers and seeing those red bars and blue bars, it's huge for clients to be able to visualize all of that. Otherwise, it's just me, wah, 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 wah. It sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher. But to visually see it for most people is huge.
I imagine. Yeah. And I think it's really giving that client, it sounds like you're really giving the client the front row seat into what's going on and also explaining it to them. It's not just, here's what you have and here's what we're going to do. It's really helping them to understand. Do you utilize the client portal for your clients? And if so, how do you find that that really enhances the visibility in the planning experience for them?
The client portal, it really varies with client. We definitely use it. We use the onboarding page, right, where they can go through and it guides them through entering their family members, their real estate, all of those things. But it varies by client dramatically. We have some folks who look at their client portal once or twice a week. And we have other people who look at eMoney once a year when they sit down with us to update their plan. And it's funny the range that we get from the people who are really invested in it and the people who say, you've got this, I don't need to worry about it. Wow, the graph looks great. I'm still on track. Thank you.
I know that it can definitely vary from person to person, which of course makes sense. You know, you have a lot of different types of people. I'm sure a lot of different types of clients. Personalities vary, so I could totally see where that would come through. As you're probably aware, we just launched a new client portal interface, and with that, a My Advisor page. Do you plan to utilize this for your clients, and if so, how?
We are. We're very excited about it. I think it gives them just another option, another touch, another way to connect. We want to get a different picture so that our whole team is shown on that new page, but we are definitely looking forward to turning it on, linking our social media, especially because we have our own podcast, we have our own blog, and being able to link some of those social media accounts and be another touch point for clients, I think is very exciting to have it available.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to hear that you're going to be able to utilize including the social media links. I know that that's a really fun option that the My Advisor page does now allow for clients. And hopefully it will really just lend to that client advisor communication, which of course will lend to that stronger relationship for both you and your clients. Where do you typically have a client begin with the client portal? So if you have a client, you know, maybe who's brand new, or even if you have a client who you've been working with for a while and you're just giving them access, where do you have them start?
We start with the onboarding program that walks them step by step through adding things to the client portal.
That's great. What are some of the ways that you find yourself and your team using eMoney now that you weren't when you first started using the application? I think that as we see advisors really dive into eMoney, how they use the application can shift just as you start to get more comfortable with using different parts of it, whether that be the Decision Center, connections, analytics.
We've been using eMoney for almost 12 years now. And the program has progressed amazingly in those 12 years. And it was great. It was powerful when we first started working with it. And it's probably a tenfold increase since then, at least. The advanced planning is probably one of our biggest areas that we use. I love the new tax stuff that's been added, and we use that quite a bit. We're just starting to use the analytics as we do a deeper dive into our business and where it's growing and what our opportunities are. That's been a fairly new piece for us that we're really beginning to implement this year.
I love to hear that you guys are utilizing the analytics part of the application. And it's cool to see how, you know, how you started to use eMoney has maybe shifted a little bit, or you're still discovering new things within the application. I'm sure other advisors can relate in that sense. And if they have not been using eMoney for as long as you have, then hopefully they'll be inspired to check out different parts of the application, even analytics, since that has been something that you have started to work more with. So I know you mentioned that you work a lot with women, which is awesome. And I wanted to ask how eMoney has specifically helped the women that you work with have a greater understanding of both their full financial picture and the details of it. Because of course, understanding all of these things includes many layers. There are so many layers to the financial planning process. So yeah, I wanted to ask you that.
I think it helps two ways, generally. The first is that they can see everything in one place. So they're able to get kind of a bird's eye view of where they're at. Beyond that, it's the visuals for the future to say, okay, I'm right now looking at this. Maybe cash flow is a little tight because I still have kids at home, but this is what happens over my lifetime. Oh, look, I should be okay for retirement. I'm in a better position than I thought. Women tend to be much more goal-oriented in terms of money, not as an objective itself, but in terms of the life and the things that money enables. And that's true as women investors across the board. We see that for the most part, that it's not keeping score. It's what does it allow us to do? Working especially with divorced women or women going through a divorce, we're able to model out and say, okay, if this is what you get, if this is the settlement you receive, maybe you receive alimony, maybe you don't, you get child support of this amount, you don't. Here's what life is going to look like. And knowing that, okay, if this is the least I get, if I get this bare minimum, I'm still going to be okay at the end, is a tremendous relief to women, particularly going through that situation. But single women as well, they're always looking at it and saying, it's just me. I don't have a partner to rely on. I don't have someone else to fall back on. I need to protect myself and make sure that I'm doing everything so that I'm okay in the end. And being able to see that, you know, if you live to 95, if you live to 100, you're okay. You're not going to be a burden on your children. You can travel when you're healthy and early retirement, all of those things, being able to visualize that and see that, it gives them a tremendous sense of relief, particularly, again, women going through a divorce. It's been huge.
I'm sure. And I'm sure that with understanding that they will be okay, they are in a financial spot that will allow them to do what they want with their life in certain aspects, that has to be huge in them having the peace of mind to move forward. And I imagine that them having the peace of mind as they go through the planning process will lead to a better relationship between the client and the advisor. How do you feel creating those visuals for the future using eMoney has strengthened your relationships with your clients?
So clients tell me it gives them tremendous peace of mind. It relieves stress. They come out of our sessions and they feel better about their future. They feel more confident about their future. Even people whose plans aren't necessarily successful right now, right? Maybe their Monte Carlo probability of success is a 60-something or in the 70s. So they're not where I would consider them to be on track. But seeing that, okay, this is where I am. I know I need to make some changes. Hey, it's getting better than last year. Knowing that there is a path forward for them, even if we're not fully successful right now, is very relieving for them. It helps them out tremendously with working towards their goals and reinforcing that they're doing some good things right now. And that there is, like I said, a path forward.
I love that you are using eMoney to help instill that confidence in your clients and to help them have the peace of mind as, like you said, in the moving forward. Maybe they aren't where they want to be right now, but that doesn't mean that they can't get there. And it sounds like sitting through that planning process with you allows them to see, here's what I would need to do to get there. So that has to be so valuable for them. Okay, switching gears a little bit back from client to advisor, what is one recommendation that you have for the advisor that has maybe been working in eMoney for some time, but is looking to get more creative with it? You seem to really be creative with how you're using eMoney, focused in the ways that you're using it and in the parts of the application that you're using. But like you said, you discovered analytics and are really diving into that as well. So what's one way that advisors could get creative with it?
I would advise them to start building out advanced planning for two parts. One is for a client who maybe their plan isn't successful now. What options do we have to make it successful or make it more successful? If we add in, and you can model out an annuity, for example, or if we add in backdoor Roths, if we add in increasing your 401k by 3%, right? Showing the impact of all of those to help someone have a successful retirement, be able to send their kids to college, using all of those tools. So advanced planning is great to help someone get to a successful plan. For someone who already has a successful plan, adding in all of the aspirational goals, more money for travel, the second house, the boat, and showing them that all of those things are possible and that they don't have to worry, that their plan is still successful if they spend an extra $10,000 a year on travel or if they buy the boat. That helps them because a lot of our clients, they're, if we look at ants and grasshoppers, they're ants, right? They're saving everything they can. They're spending well below their means and working hard. So again, they can retire, right? They're saving for all of these goals, but transitioning in retirement to spending, to being more of that grasshopper is very, very hard for them. And using advanced planning can help relieve some of that worry so that they can enjoy their retirement and do more things with it.
I love the analogy of ants to grasshoppers. I imagine that that is a big transition for them, but it does sound like you are really helping them in that process to unleash the possibilities of what they could do in retirement and what they can do throughout their financial life cycle. So that's awesome. And thank you so much for joining the podcast today. I'm very confident that advisors will leave here feeling inspired to dive into advanced planning more, maybe even check out analytics or other parts of the application. And we may even have advisors who are listening who do work similarly to you, maybe focusing on women and feel inspired to use it in that way as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of eMoney's knowledge-based podcast with advisor Ann Covington. Ann shared some insightful tips on how she's using eMoney in her practice, from the Decision Center to advanced planning, and even now diving into analytics. It's pretty frequent that we get the question, how are other advisors using eMoney? I hope you leave this advisor chat excited to use it in your own practice and knowing more about how a fellow advisor is using it day to day. And if you yourself are using it in a unique way to connect with clients or enhance your business as an advisor, we would love to know. Send us an email at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com to tell us more.